We're at World Pork Expo here, and we've stopped by to talk with Chet Mogler from Larchwood, Iowa, a pork producer who is using open housing in his operation. So, Chet, talk about how long you've been using the open housing system.
We've moved to the open housing system beginning in 2015 and transitioned out of stalls into a new barn where we decided to go with the open large pen, open group housing, electronic sow feeding for the purpose of the technology advancements that we feel can be made with that system.
So you're totally group housing now?
Correct. We have one farm that is primarily our sow base, and that entire 4,400 head sow farm has large group pens.
Okay. Talk about the decision to make that move. You said to take advantage of the technology. I mean, were there also some marketing considerations?
Marketing considerations was a small factor, but group housing is not group housing is not group housing. There's multiple different forms of it. Some have been successful, some have been less successful. We tried to do a lot of homework and to find the system that was an advantage to the sow. The last thing we wanted was to go backwards in animal welfare, and sows will compete with one another, and we wanted to provide them an environment that they were comfortable in and that they would continue to produce at their genetic potential, and give them everything they need to raise piglets for us.
So talk about the positives that have come out of this.
Sure. It's totally different. The feeding systems, the sows have to enter an electronic feeding station. It reads their ear tag, so every sow is customized based on her age and body condition score as to how much feed she is allocated. She gets to eat by herself. She enters the station when she wants to. And so it's very low stress feeding environment. There's not competition at the feed station. The pen is laid out to have drinking areas, to have bedrooms, to have social areas, to have a bathroom, and obviously the feed stations are the kitchen. And so the sows really kind of get to establish their own pecking order and to do as they will within their pen.
What are some of the challenges that you've faced?
So in our farm, they do have to, in order to cut down on competition at the feed station, the pen is laid out in a racetrack type of a design. And so when they exit a feeding station, in order for them to enter back in, they have to go for about a 400 foot walk. So structure, feet and legs is very important, and selecting animals that can handle that level of daily maneuverability and just being out in that open pen, because there is a certain amount of competition, but not much, and so just selecting the right genetics to be able to handle the new environment has been maybe one of the obstacles that we've had to work around. I mean, it's just all part of the learning curve of this new system.
So are you using this again for marketing at all, or?
The electronic sow feeding does come, can come at a little bit more of an expense. And so we're not promoting it. We look at it, if the packers are willing to pay us for that, I mean, essentially the customer, we look at it as a cost recovery fee. And so we're not in a niche market advertising open pens. I mean, it's really not our basis. Our basis is we want to raise animals based off of veterinary recommendations, based off of animal welfare for the sow. And we feel that you can effectively raise sows in stalls. But we are glad that there has been an opportunity with the technology such as this to raise pigs in large open pens.
So has this created more or less labor requirements?
It's different. We feel that we've been able to improve our herdsmanship abilities. You're walking through the pen, observing animals. The pen is laid out as to not need to require manure removal or sweeping alleys or any of that stuff. And so it gives us the time to interact more with the animals. And so, you know, animal husbandry is still animal husbandry, and you can't automate that. And so our goal is just to take better care of the animals.